the cost of the spill rising for BP.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek-Smith. Costs continue to mount for British oil company BP. The cleanup in the Gulf of Mexico is now expected to cost around $13 billion. BP has said it will cover all costs associated with the spill. Andrew Logan is the director of the Coalition for Environmentally Responsible Economies. He told the BBC the effort will be slow going because BP hasn't been investing in cleanup technology.
BP doesn't seem to have any realistic plans for cleaning up a spill in an area like the Gulf of Mexico. The technology that they're using to clean up this spill is not substantially different from the technology that we saw deployed 20 years ago with the Exxon Valdez. So even as the technology has advanced enormously in terms of drilling and exploration, it simply hasn't kept up on the environmental cleanup front.
There's new pressure on the oil cleanup. Hurricane season is around the corner. Nancy Marshall-Genzer has that story.
Hurricane season starts June 1st. Hurricanes tend to wait until July or August, but there's no guarantee the blown-out oil well a mile under the Gulf will be shut off by then. So what happens when oil and hurricane-force winds mix?
It's like when you shake up a bottle of vinegar and oil. I mean, the oil will mix down into the water for a while. It might be carried inland as well at a reduced concentration because it's going to be well mixed.
That's Jeff Masters. He's the chief meteorologist for Weather Underground. Masters is trying to be optimistic. He sees our glass of oil and water as half full. There's a theory that water coated with oil could actually help slow down hurricanes. Oily water evaporates slowly. Hurricanes are powered by evaporation. Kerry Emanuel teaches atmospheric science at MIT. He says the theory holds if the ocean is calm with low winds.
But at high wind speeds, whatever you put on the surface tends to get dispersed, and that's why we don't really believe that an oil slick would have much effect on a hurricane.
Plus, huge waves churned up by the hurricane would push the oily water farther inland around the Gulf. But can we at least try to minimize the impact of oil and hurricane-force winds? Jeff Masters says no.
All you can do, really, is sit back and watch it happen. I don't think you can really plan for it.
I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
18 months. That's how much time the $144 billion bailout will buy Greece. The bailout was supposed to lash the cash-strapped country a few years. That news is not sitting well with European investors this morning. London's FTSE is off 1%. Germany's DAX is down 0.8%. Yesterday was a good day for U.S. markets. The Dow Jones Industrial Average saw big gains. They added 0.3% to close at 11,151. Shares of Apple rose 2% on news the computer maker has already sold 1 million iPads. But all is not well in the world of Mac. It's facing a federal antitrust investigation. Here to talk about this with us is our own Brett Neely in Washington, D.C. He joins us live. Good morning, Brett.
Good morning, Stacey.
Brett, why are the feds looking at Apple?
Well, right now, it's reportedly just in the early stages. According to several news reports, antitrust regulators are calling rivals and developers to ask if Apple's doing anything wrong. Apple's competitors and some iPhone software developers complain about the strict controls and restrictions on how they build their iPhone apps.
Apple has millions of devotees. Where is this unhappiness coming from?
Well, do you remember those old Apple ads that used to say, think different?
Yes.
These days, a lot of competitors say Apple's acting more like a monopolist. Think Microsoft. It's because Apple has figured out how to control the entire ecosystem. If developers don't play by Apple's very strict rules, they don't get to play at all. That wasn't such a big deal when your company was small, but now that Apple is such a major force, it's inevitable that not everyone wants to go along with the way it does business.
How big of a deal is this likely to be for Apple?
I mean, it really depends on what the feds turn up. The company has sold about 85 million iPhones and as you mentioned, 1 million iPads. And the App Store has become a huge moneymaker because it takes a 30% cut of all the apps that those users download. So, I mean, the concern is that this probe becomes a lawsuit and that could change the way it has to do business.
Brett Neely in Washington, D.C. Thank you, Brett.
Thank you, Stacey.
Mark. Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Novo Nordisk, committed to changing diabetes through treatments, partnerships, and education. Defeating diabetes is our passion and our business. By Citrix, offering GoToMeeting, allowing people to hold meetings online to collaborate in real time. More at gotomeeting.com/market. And by MassMutual, a mutual life insurance company owned by its members and policyholders. Learn more at massmutual.com/mutuality.
This week, Colorado is expected to pass a bill that links teachers' jobs to student performance. Marketplace's Eve Troe has more.
The Colorado bill would tie a teacher's evaluation to student scores on standardized tests. If the scores are good 3 years in a row, the teacher can get job protection. If the scores are too low for 2 years, the teacher could be fired.
It's an interesting kind of twist that the test scores have low consequences for students, but high consequences for teachers.
Aaron Pallas is a professor at Teachers College of Columbia University. He says the bill plays into a popular element of education reform. Weak teachers must be cleaned out of the system. Mike Miles is superintendent of the Harrison School District in Colorado Springs, Colorado. He says teachers may not be ready for the new standards.
Almost everybody gets a proficient or exemplary evaluation. That's not real.
The bill is part of Colorado's bid to qualify for funds from Race to the Top, a federal grant program for schools. It's expected to clear the legislature this week. I'm Eve Troe for Marketplace.
And finally, apparently no one is safe from belt tightening. Blockbuster movie producer Jerry Bruckheimer has reportedly been told by Disney that he'll have to rein in the budget for the next installment of Pirates of the Caribbean. Bruckheimer will only get to spend a mere $200 million. That's about a third less than the last Pirates movie. In Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith, and this is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.